This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Later this month, the U.S. will host the first international AIDS conference to be held in this country in 22 years. The conference in Washington, D.C., comes at a time of major shift in AIDS treatment. For the first time, the end of the pandemic is in sight.
Recent studies show that people with HIV who are treated with drugs are far less likely to infect others, and that is beginning to slow the spread of the disease in some hard-hit countries. Currently, about 7 million people around the world take drugs against HIV every day. That's about half of those who need them. All this month, we'll be reporting on HIV and AIDS from around the country and around the globe. Today, we begin in Haiti, where only a decade ago there was little hope that the disease could be treated. NPR's Richard Knox traces the story of a remarkable turnaround.
The turning point came almost 10 years ago. New drug cocktails that came out in the mid-1990s had transformed AIDS from an inevitable killer to a manageable chronic disease, but only in wealthy countries. In the developing world, almost nobody could get the life-saving drugs.
There are whole countries in Africa where more than one-third of the adult population carries the infection. Yet across that continent, only 50,000 AIDS victims, only 50,000, are receiving the medicine they need.
That's President George W. Bush in his 2003 State of the Union speech when he announced a $15 billion emergency program to treat and prevent AIDS in poor countries. It changed everything. Bush had wanted to do something bold to close the gap in AIDS treatment between rich and poor, but he needed convincing. At one point, a small group of AIDS doctors from developing countries gathered in the Oval Office. Among them was AIDS researcher Dr. Bill Popp.
The president wanted to hear firsthand from people on the ground that we could make it work. And we were unanimous to say, and coming from different backgrounds in different countries, it could work. And we guarantee that it would work.
Not only could it work, but it was working. Using drugs scrounged from the pharmacies of U.S. teaching hospitals, Pop and another participant in that meeting, the American Dr. Paul Farmer, were treating AIDS patients in this hemisphere's poorest country, Haiti.
Bonjour. Bonjour. How are you?
Oui, très bien. Grâce à Dieu.
François Sancaire was one of the very first patients treated in Haiti.
Good to see you.
I first met him in 2001, a six-foot-tall man who barely weighed 100 pounds and looked much older than his 44 years. He was on the brink of death when Dr. Paul Farmer started treating him with the new HIV drugs. Sancaire had come back to central Haiti to be buried in his home village. Back then, he showed me the brightly painted orange and brown coffin he brought with him, along with his burial clothes.
There are two coffins here. The one on top is for me. The one on the bottom is for my aunt.
But when I caught up with him recently, 11 years later, with our translator, Jean Magloire, Sancaire was transformed.
Bon, grâce à Dieu, très bien.
By the grace of God, I am very well.
He looks healthy and strong,
yes,
and eager to show off his well-kept farmstead with its sugarcane and mango trees and pigeon house.
I do agriculture. I raise cattle. I have plantain. I have this chicken over there.
It must take a lot of work to keep all this in good shape.
It requires a lot of work.
He takes his HIV drugs every day without fail.
Every day. I manage myself. I need to see the future of my children.
You're kind of a miracle.
It's a miracle.
Oui, c'est un miracle pour moi. Oui, oui.
I compare myself to a second Lazarus.
Rising from the dead like Lazarus.
Oui, oui, oui.
Yes.
I asked Sancaire if he still has the coffin he showed me back in 2001.
No, it is funny.
We sold it. We sold the coffin.
Somebody
else use it, not me.
You don't need it anymore.
Today there are thousands and thousands of modern-day Lazaruses in Haiti, and fewer these days are getting to the final stages of AIDS before they're rescued by HIV drugs.
Michel Oxan et Duplan.
In Haiti's sprawling capital of Port-au-Prince, Dr. Vanessa Rousier shows me around the country's biggest AIDS clinic.
It's one of our busiest clinics where we see over 200 patients per day.
One reason it's so busy is that being infected with HIV has lost a lot of the terrifying social stigma the disease had when it was always fatal.
People can come and be comfortable about coming because, yes, we've done a lot of promotion to decrease stigma, but also because they know that there is something that can be done for them, and it's free, and it's available, and it works.
But it's not always easy. Many of the patients at this center have both HIV and tuberculosis, and often they have a nasty multi-drug-resistant type of TB.
Bonjour, Faustin.
Grisier stops to greet a round-faced little boy named Faustin. He stares up with big eyes from his mother's lap.
This is one of my challenging patients who was very sick. He was on death's door.
Faustin got drug-resistant TB from his father, who's under treatment for HIV. The little boy has had a rocky course.
He wasn't walking, he wasn't talking when I started treating him 2 years ago, and now he's going to school.
A decade ago, there were a lot of skeptics who said HIV treatment in the poorest countries just wouldn't work. But Rizier and AIDS doctors around the world have proved them wrong.
Our outcomes are just as good as in the U.S. Our one-year and five-year adult survival rates are over 80%, and for children, 90%, which is just as good as in the U.S.
And now Haiti wants to do another once unimaginable thing, start treating HIV patients early, before the virus has damaged their immune systems.
The most important gesture we can do is start treatment as early as we can.
That's Dr. Bill Popp again, founder of the Port-au-Prince AIDS Treatment Center, and one of those who promised President Bush back in 2003 that HIV treatment would work in developing countries. Now Popp wants to move toward the same goal that AIDS specialists in New York City, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. have, universal treatment of everybody infected with HIV as early as possible. They're convinced that will break the back of the pandemic. New infections will start to dwindle because the drugs will prevent people from infecting others.
I think we would need to treat at least half of all the HIV-infected patients, and I don't think we are there yet.
But Popp thinks that's within reach. Right now, about 38,000 Haitians are getting HIV treatment. U.S. health officials based in Haiti think that can be doubled within the next 2 years, and that would be just over half of all the Haitians now infected with HIV. Richard Knox, NPR News.